Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit.
Warriors live ahead of Game 4 starts at 4:30 tonight here on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Xfinity Sports Zone, the ultimate hub for all things sports. Live game shows, news, highlights, all in one place. Warriors live, 4:30. We got a lot of basketball coming up today. Chance to punch a ticket to the NBA Finals. Who'd have thunk it? Seriously, going back to where this team was around the All-Star break. Who'd have thunk it? Here they are. It's really something else. Before we get into all that, though, Ray, there are a few other things we need to mention. Right now, we saw, I guess, Sean Manaea earlier this week, a former A's pitcher coming back to the Bay Area. We get another tonight, Chris Bassitt. On the hill for the New York Mets tonight against the Giants, who are sending up Logan Webb, who is, you know, proving to be their ace. He is 5-1 with a 3.54 ERA. Chris Bassitt off to a really nice start, 4-2, 2.77. But, man, as good of a pitching matchup as that is, I got bad news for Giants fans. They are riding their second five-game losing streak so far this season. Outscored 38-15, Ray, during this five-game losing streak that dates back to their final game in Colorado. It's been ugly. It's been some bad baseball, and I really don't need to watch any more position players pitching. The Luis Gonzalez thing was cute for a minute, not anymore. And they're really counting, I think, on Evan Longoria to show back up and make that lineup turn over a little bit more. Hasn't really happened yet. Well, turn your mic on. You're ready for game four. Ray's ready.
It's not the hitting that's been the big problem. It's the pitching. They've gotten one decent start in those five games, and that was Rodon on Sunday. Or Saturday, I take it back. The rest of the time, they've been raked, and they've been raked hard. And it's, you know, this is supposed to be their strength. You know, they're supposed to be a team that, you know, averages maybe four runs a game. But, you know, to give up eight a game is, you know, that's not who they think they are when they're playing well.
They were pounded 13-3 by New York last night. Wasn't exactly a great night in the outfield for Darren Ruff, who for a left fielder is a heck of a first baseman.
Yeah, he's a little miscast in the pasture. But the day before, they also lost 10-1. So it's, you know, because the season's so long, every team will have a stretch like this. But to basically give up, like I said, eight runs a game in that stretch is unlike what the Giants do when they're going, even if they're not going well, even if they're going okay. They'll lose the odd 2-1 game like they lost Saturday, but they don't lose 10-1. They don't lose 13-3.
No, that's unsustainable. And look, everyone wants to say, you know, how much can this team produce like last year's team? The answer so far is it's not good. I mean, just not good. There's no other way to look at it. I think that they came in with a little wish and a prayer in their own system other than bona fide and reliable major league talent, which they decided to not spend money on as they're waiting for their crop of young prospects to take over here. But in the meantime, that 107-win team, Ray, guess how many five-game losing streaks they had last year?
I would guess zero.
Zero is correct. The Giants are riding their second five-game losing streak of this season already this year right now. So it's been a streaky season, to say the least. You can say it's not the offense, and you're right. The Giants historically are a pitch first, play defense second, driving a couple runs third, kind of a baseball team. Having said all that, they played 41 games, and Joc Pederson is their home run leader with 7 home runs. They don't have a single other player who has hit 5 yet. I think they got four guys who've hit four home runs through 41 games. It's not a lot of power at all from a ballpark and a team that you thought might have turned a corner. Now, I know that the baseball is a little mushier than it usually is, and players don't like it, and no one's happy with it, and power numbers are down everywhere. They're really down for the Giants. Nobody is above 25 RBI already on the year. Feels like that should have already happened, too. So there's just a power outage for a team that is struggling with its pitching right now, and that's not a very good formula.
And yet, they're fifth in runs scored. They're ninth in homers. So it's not like they are out of whack with the rest of baseball. And since most stats are basically tools for comparison, they're doing okay power-wise. It's down from last year, but everything about baseball is down from last year. I think the bigger problem is that they are an ordinary pitching team, and that's not really – you know, how they were going to survive here. I mean, their ERA plus, which is a pretty good, a better barometer than just team ERA. I mean, they're like below the Rockies. They're 24th. You know, that's where the fall off is. And it's not just recency bias. You can't be that team because that's not the way they won last year. They won with pitching and defense and a ton of homers. Well, if homers are down all the way around, if you're going to win, you'd better have superior pitching and superior fielding. They have neither of those.
They've been bitten by COVID bugs, by a couple injury bugs early on. I mean, you got Padlo back in the lineup last night after getting a cup of coffee against LA, then going away. Now he's back again, and there's just a never-ending, who's that guy? Tonight, who's that in the Giants lineup? It feels like they have, you know, officially pushed the tinker tinker over thinker a little bit, as far as it can go. Like, I understand that, you know, Chris Bryant isn't having a very good year and is hurt all the time in Colorado. I'd like to see his bat in this lineup still. I don't care what it's doing or not. Nick Castellanos, that should have happened. Couple of names out there that are big names that cost a lot of money. There's guys who are still producing. There's guys who are paid through the nose who are still getting theirs all over Major League Baseball. So if you pay for hitting, you usually get it.
They don't. What's the big hitting free agent they've gotten? And every time we hear about somebody like Bryce Harper, ooh, they were in it till the end. I think ultimately they're being played as the alternate bidder for teams that players would rather go to. Nick Castellanos, at no point did I see a story that said Nick Castellanos is really hot for the Giants. He went to Philadelphia because Philadelphia is a bandbox. It's a great place to hit. The Giants have had 1 year of it being a great place to hit, unless Barry Bonds is in the lineup, and I don't think he's coming back anytime soon.
Although he's never officially retired. I mean, we do have that.
I don't know if he's officially retired, but I think we can probably draw some inferences.
Probably over.
Like maybe his 60th birthday might be a tip-off.
That probably a good indicator. So, look, the Giants are playing some really bad baseball. They've been playing bad baseball for over a week now, and it is reflecting in their standings. They went from a half game back to now six games back, kind of in the blink of an eye. So they need to right this ship, because they're about to leave for a season-long 10-game road trip. Now, it brings them through a couple of winnable situations in Cincinnati, in Miami. But if you want to be a good baseball team, you got to do something other than beat bad baseball teams. And right now, good baseball teams are kind of hammering the San Francisco Giants. Meanwhile, the A's are up in Seattle. They've lost three in a row. They got James Caprillion going tonight. He's still looking for his first win of the year. He is 0-2 with a 4.50 ERA. From the Xfinity Mobile text line, Damon, whatever happened to the John Dickinson Super Reporter song? Can we hear that for old time's sakes? I bet even Ray misses it. I don't know about that, but I can tell you.
Let me assure you, I don't.
Go ahead, play it.
John Dickinson Super Reporter.
He's going to join us around 4:45 from Dallas, and we will intro him with the song. I mean, if we're going to get back to the old normal, Warriors going to NBA Finals, that was part of it. So we're going to have to bring all of it back. So we will have it for you in its glorious entirety at 4:45 when JD joins. JD, I think, hates it.
He's right to do so.
Yeah, we don't care today, though. We're going
to. Oh, no, I know nobody cares ever.
No, we've asked him about it before. He doesn't hate it.
He doesn't hate it.
No, he's good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
He's lying to you. He hates it.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. It's a hit. I can smell it.
It's a cat thrown in a blender.
Kids want it.
Kids.
They're requesting it. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. So there you go. There's all the baseball you need to know. You probably won't watch either game for a millisecond tonight because we got Warriors basketball and bigger fish to fry trying to get back to the NBA Finals.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.